Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. Former President Donald Trump's longest-serving business executive, Alan Weisselberg, has pleaded guilty to 15 felonies for defrauding taxpayers by hiding income. NPR's Andrea Bernstein has more.
New York Judge Juan Merchan began by asking, did he, Alan Weisselberg, from 2005 to June 30th, 2021, together with others at the Trump Organization, engage in a scheme to defraud, to underreport his income to tax authorities? Yes, Your Honor, Weisselberg said 15 times in New York criminal court. Weisselberg, who served for decades as Trump's chief financial officer, will have to pay nearly $2 million in taxes, interest, and penalties and agree to a jail term of 5 months. Most significantly for Donald Trump, Weisselberg has agreed to testify truthfully at a trial of Trump's business for the same scheme, scheduled for October. Andrea Bernstein, NPR News, New York.
The U.S. has more cases of monkeypox than any other country in the world, more than 13,000 and counting. As NPR's Ping Huang reports, the White House is boosting its efforts to get vaccines to vulnerable groups.
The White House is launching a program to bring monkeypox vaccines to pride festivals and other events where they can reach the gay, bisexual, and queer communities at highest risk for getting the virus. Dr. Rochelle Walensky, head of the CDC, says states will be able to order additional doses of vaccine to give out at select events.
While we are offering the vaccine at these events to those at high risk, this is a two-dose vaccine series, and receiving the vaccine at these events will not provide protection at the event itself.
A second dose of the vaccine is needed about a month later. Full protection kicks in around 2 weeks after the second dose. Ping Huang, NPR News.
Weekly applications for unemployment benefits suggest the U.S. job market is still tight. NPR's Scott Horsley has more.
The Labor Department says fewer people filed new claims for unemployment benefits last week. Claims have been hovering around the 250,000 mark, which is low by historical standards. That suggests employers are reluctant to lay workers off at a time when there are far more vacant jobs than unemployed workers to fill them. Minutes from the latest Federal Reserve meeting show staffers at the central bank lowered their forecast for inflation slightly between June and July. Prices are still climbing faster than the central bank would like, however. The Fed's expected to raise interest rates again at its next meeting in September in an effort to curb inflation, although betting markets now point to a somewhat smaller rate hike than policymakers ordered last month. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
Wall Street higher by the closing bell, the Dow gaining 18 points to end the day at 33,999. NASDAQ up 27, the S&P 500 up 9. You're listening to NPR News. There's been no breakthrough in meetings the leaders of Serbia and Kosovo held in Brussels to try to find a solution to simmering tensions that have escalated in recent weeks. Terry Schultz reports European Union mediators say the talks will continue.
EU Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell says negotiations he hosted involving Kosovo Prime Minister Albin Kurti and Serbian President Aleksandar Vučić failed to lower tensions over Kosovo's insistence that Serbs living in the north must use Kosovo-issued license plates. Serbia doesn't recognize the independence of its former province, and the friction has risen to levels both sides describe as dangerous. Borrell says there's still time to find a solution before the license plate rule goes into effect.
We don't give up. We need to continue discussing. We need to look for a solution.
NATO chief Jens Stoltenberg says if tensions flare, the alliance-led peacekeeping force in Kosovo is ready to step in. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
The Cleveland Browns' new quarterback, Deshaun Watson, has reached a settlement with the NFL and will serve an 11-game unpaid suspension following accusations of sexual misconduct. He will also pay a $5 million fine. Watson was accused of sexually harassing and coercing women during massage therapy sessions while he played for the Houston Texans. As part of the settlement, he won't be allowed at the team's facility during the suspension. Watson may return for the Browns game, though, on December 4th in Houston. Crude oil prices higher, up about 2.5% at $90.37 a barrel. I'm Janine Herbst, and you're listening to NPR News.